Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. It's Friday, June 8th, 2007, and about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us online at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Lots of great information there, of course, and able to listen anywhere in real time. You gotta love that. Welcome to all of you listening on AM and FM stations across the country and across the world. And if we're on shortwave, welcome to all of you. Our phone number, as you know, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And so here we begin this three-hour program tonight. We've got a lot of news, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to invite you guys to weigh in with your thoughts. Again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. If you want to talk, by all means, dial in and let's get things started. Anywhere you want to take us, there's a lot of things happening in the world. Your direction, your focus, your attention may be on somewhere other than mine, in which case you can enlighten me, you can enlighten others, and they can enlighten you, and hopefully I can as well, since that's kind of my job. Now, interesting sort of weather system moved through last night. It was incredibly hot and humid all last night. I peeked out the window during the broadcast. Wasn't even sure we were going to be able to pull it off, but I was counting at least two sort of flashes of lightning every second for the entire time I was looking out the window. So I expected some real weather problems last night. We didn't have it until late last night or early this morning, and then we just got bombarded with some rain. I imagine that just kind of moved on through, you know, doing its own thing, and hey, that's fine and dandy with me, but crazy weather systems. I was just paying attention to some of that around the world. Lots of high winds, lots of places getting snow, lots of places in drought conditions. It's got some wildfires going on. So it's a weird time, folks. Very, very weird in a lot of different ways. And we're doing our best to kind of keep track of all the different things that are happening. And, of course, we talked a little bit about politics and immigration all this week. We'll probably talk a little bit more about that. And yesterday in our news segment, you may recall, we covered a wide variety of issues and the preparations that are in place to really lock this country down. Now, there's nothing new about that. These things have been going on for ages and ages and ages. But right now, there is a sort of heightened sense of awareness, I think, on the part of federal officials to make moves. They always do so in conjunction with things that might be going on that would detract from attention you know, from what they're doing. And the immigration thing has gotten far too much attention. I think that's kind of why they squashed it for now. But when you've got those dragon troops on the U.S.-Canadian borders we talked about, you've got health crises and various efforts being made by the CDC to kind of lock down individuals without giving them the opportunity to participate in a voluntary quarantine and rather make it a forcible quarantine, you know, basically arrest them, it starts to get a little interesting, right? Because all these things, I think, go hand in hand and highlight one of three things that might be going on. Again, whether it's a terrorist attack on U.S. soil, or it doesn't even have to be U.S. soil, some sort of health crisis, perhaps a natural disaster, perhaps economic collapse, perhaps just civil unrest as a result of people watching this immigration thing and being upset. And I've been saying this myself for years. I'm sure a lot of you have felt the same thing, that there will be an issue that Americans will not accept. And when you've got the politicians who are certainly not public servants, certainly not accountable to you or I, they're accountable to their the people who pay them off, which is corporations of all sorts. You've got the pharmaceutical industry, the oil industry, and businesses in general who really want this thing. But the American people will not sit and take everything. Eventually, they will stand up. But this may be the issue. And that leads us into a variety of different areas, which we'll start down that path when we come back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
I'm drinking tea, I'm smoking down a mic. I hope some screwball start a fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, glad you're here. It's Friday. At long last, my friends. I know we're all excited about that. I have absolutely no plans for the weekend, and I'm fine with that. Yes, as I mentioned, if you want to go ahead and have an open line program, you're more than welcome to do so. I have enough news here in front of me to do probably about 15 hours of radio nonstop. I'm not volunteering to do that. However, if you'd like to interact, by all means, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Bert in Ohio. Bert, welcome to the show.
Hello, Frank. How you doing,
my friend? Doing well, buddy. How are you?
Good.
I got your message the other day. I was unable to contact you, which we'll have to talk about at another time.
Hey, not a problem, my friend. Right. Not a problem. I was going to cross some of your archives I got on CD.
Mm-hmm.
And it was back in April, I think, of 06.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the guess, but you did a news caption. I'm trying to put some pieces together here.
Okay.
On a few different things, and I just want a little bit of insight from you if I
sure.
can get it. You know how everybody tries to point at, like, this, you know, global push for the New World Order is like the end road or the end result? That's
mm-hmm.
where they're trying to go?
Yes.
Well, I kind of was looking at a couple different things. You know, first and foremost, the spiritualism that's also moving today as well as far
mm-hmm.
as humanism and, you know, your different New Age movements and even some of your rogue Christian, you know, modern theology that are going on. Mm-hmm. And I came across something really interesting, man. I just got to share it with you.
Please do.
It appears to me, and I could be wrong, that's why I'm calling, but the whole, if you take like the World War II scenario with mm-hmm. eugenic programs going on mm-hmm. in Germany, which you spoke on quite a bit with certain guests and whatnot in the past, it sort of seems like that's really the end goal is transhumanism or, you know, transgenetics and trying to recreate what the human being is, which would mean, like, you know, like back in even America, in Germany, I found out, you know, Germany wasn't the first one to have the whole program with how, you know, if you had certain facial features or if you had, you know, certain, ape-looking features to your, your facial features, you mm-hmm. were considered like somebody who would be a criminal. I mean, that's how rogue the science was back then, but then mm-hmm. that's how it morphed into what they were doing in Germany, and then now today you actually have that capability. And could the New World Order push be like trying to redefine what the human being is, and could that be like the inroad more so than the New World Order itself, and is that what the push could be as far as a humanistic mm-hmm. point of view, not religious?
Sure. Excuse me. I didn't mean to clear my throat in your ear.
No,
I think that's very, very, very much a part of the whole thing. I think you're right on point to notice that. I think that the main premise, and it is a spiritual thing. It's important to understand that, because think about this. When you consider all of the aspects of things, such as, let's say you go out in your garden and you take a seed and you plant that seed and you cultivate it and you water it and you fertilize it and you make sure it gets everything it needs and it grows to become something. Well, you've grown a plant, but have you created life? No. The seed was still there. You know, it had to come from somewhere, and inevitably it came from God. Now, you can take the scientific view of things and say, well, God God doesn't exist. God didn't create all these things. The difference there is there's always room for doubt, okay? There's always room for speculation. You could take the most diehard scientist, put him up against the most diehard Christian or anybody of faith, honestly, it doesn't matter what it is, And the person of faith will not negate the possibility, at the very least, even confronted with whatever evidence, that God, you know, has a hand in all this. And I think rightfully so. So the only way to completely disprove God's existence is to, in their mind, is to create all life, you know, to facilitate life, to have an active role in how it all goes down. So the idea of creating, you know, clones and things like that, you know, that all would be a way for them to sort of defy God, a way for them to create new species and say, look, we did this, God didn't do this. You know what I mean? So I think that that's a very important component. Now, as far as what, you know, the perfect human being would consist of, it's hard to say. But I think what they would try to do is seek to fulfill all aspects of the prophetic nature of the Bible and have it suit, you know, their agenda. So they could go ahead and create something, create a society, and say, the society that we have created fits into the paradigm of the Bible. So all you people who thought it was going to be God's, you know, 10,000 years of peace or whatever you want to call it, God's new kingdom, it's not actually. We're the gods because we're creating life, because we've created this, because we have made this happen. And, you know, there are many, many things in Revelation, other prophetic parts of the Bible that talk about people being changed. So, you know, that could be a way that they rationalize these sorts of things.
Yeah, but isn't it funny how you have this really strong religious, right, dominionistic style political poker chip that you have in this country today, that in the sense that you're talking about, you already, as far as a mindset go, you already have those things in motion, and then when you add to, you know what I'm saying, and that's what made the connection here. And I don't know if I'm on base or not. Just want to.
I think you are. I think you are. I really do. I think, you know, I applaud you for that, because that even broadens the scope of how I had considered it. So I think you're right on point. The dominionists would seek to implement God's law on earth with you know, basically God being in charge. But of course, God's will interpreted through them is the manifestation of God's law. So, you know, anybody can say that. You don't actually have to believe in God in order to use God for your advantage. And I think that's the main point here, is they could go ahead and say they're doing it for God or they're doing it because it's God's will. But you and I both know that's not the same God we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. It's very interesting, and you're right to point this out, the eugenics thing, and then all of the genetic modifications, and the, certainly the cybernetic component must also be considered, as we're seeing more and more robotic innovations and things like that. There's a you ever heard of the Uncanny Valley?
Yes.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Then. Yeah, that's now see that's something that they're actively seeking to overcome. Now they would say they're seeking to overcome this in the realm of entertainment, film, video games, animation, and so on and so forth. But if you think about it, it changes things a lot in terms of cybernetics and the integration of machinery into human beings. So I think all of these things have to be factored in. There was an outstanding article in Playboy magazine, I don't remember when it was, like 6 months ago maybe, and it talked all about that. It talked about how in the future, you know, parents are going to have their kids upgraded so they can have photographic memories and they can have all these different tools that would allow them to be extra competitive. So when you think about the competitive nature of people, for the most part, I mean, how often do you see this? Let's take church, for example. People go to church and they compete. Who has the coolest vehicle? Who has the most expensive vehicle? Who has the most expensive clothes? Whose clothes are ironed most, you know, most professionally, whose kids are the most well-behaved, so on and so forth. And you get those families, and they got their kids, and they all line up in ascending or descending size, and they're all dressed the same. You know, all the women are dressed the same, and all the males are dressed the same, and so on and so forth. It's all to put on a show, you know. And it's, you know, competing with the neighbors, trying to one-up somebody else. Well, if you take that and you already think of, let's say, college that way, you know, my kid's going to Princeton, my kid's going to Yale, my kid's going to Harvard. Well, my kid has a full scholarship. Well, my kid has a full scholarship for five things, you know, and then so on and so forth. Take that competitive nature and then all of a sudden throw your kids in there as a new field of competition. We already have that, but parents can only control their kids to a certain extent. You know what I mean? You can only guide them down roads so far. You can say, you will play these sports. You will play these musical instruments. You will go to this school. But you can't make them stay in school, and you can't make them become what you want them to become. Unless, of course, you give them all the tools they'll need where they can excel. So it's going to be a situation where you have even more of a class division, because only the people who can afford these sort of upgrades and who are despicable enough to use their children as bargaining chips and a way to get a leg up in life, but they'll do that. And we already see that now. Look at the child pageants, the beauty pageants and whatnot. Taking a little girl who's like, you know, 3 years old or something and deck her out in makeup to make her look like a grown-up. And you know, just, it's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. But that's, people force those things on their kids. You know, my unfulfilled dreams will become your dreams, you know, and so on and so forth. I mean, how many times do we see that in sports as well? You know, you've got a parent who maybe didn't succeed playing professional football. He's going to force his kid to play, you know, to achieve his dream through his children. And when you start talking about these upgrades and these genetic modifications and these cybernetic implants and whatnot, it's a whole new ballgame, brother.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I'll be the first to admit, back when a few years ago when this movement or this push against the status quo, you know, as far as, you know, the rule of government here goes, mm-hmm. and people stepping up and, you know, call truth movement, whatever.
Can I jump in here for a quick break?
Absolutely.
I apologize. Folks, we will be back with our good friend Bert in Ohio, and of course all of your calls if you're interested. 800-313-9443. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Please stay with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to Frankly Speaking Radio, our Friday edition. Open lines if you're interested, 800-313-9443. Bert in Ohio, welcome back, brother.
All right, thanks, brother. Back to what I was leading to. Mm-hmm. I remember back a few years ago when this, movement of people started to wake up, sometime after 9/11 is when it really went into full swing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted I was taken by it too, and I'll be the first to admit it, man, because I wanted to see change. I wanted to see people, step up. But then I saw it morph into what I believe it's heading to now, and it's almost as if it's just another dividing line to where there's even more separation even within itself. And standing back and looking at it in an abstract kind of way that I like to do look at things sometimes, mm-hmm. is that it almost seems like in a weird, twisted way, it's helping the very thing that everybody has discord towards as far as, what's going on today with the police state ramping up, mm-hmm. with, the runaway judicial, legislative and executive branch all behind the judge's bench and mm-hmm. so on and so forth. And it just, I sit back and then I look at everybody still, bent on this, the new world, which is very much in effect. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But it almost seems like it's a smokescreen for the eugenic and the biodiversity thing and everything else that's going on, mm-hmm. that has to do with recreating what it is to be a human being.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that makes a ton of sense, and you're right. I mean, a lot of people would look at society and say, look at how far we've fallen. Look at how society has degenerated. A lot of people would say that, and a lot of people would be able to make a fairly decent case. But, you know, we don't really have the capacity for social context out of context. You know what I mean? I'll give you an example. I was reading an interview with Bruce Willis about his new movie. It's the new Die Hard movie, which comes out, I think, this month sometime. Anyway, it was very interesting. But the reason I was so intrigued is to watch Bruce Willis, who is pretty much a dyed-in-the-wool Republican and always has been, to watch him sort of come out in this interview and say basically that he has quit the Republican Party completely and totally. He's done with them. He's disgusted by the way everything has gone down, and he's very upset with the whole thing. And I think that's wonderful. It was very encouraging to see. But you know, and then, of course, they also talked about the new movie and whatnot. Now, what's interesting about that, if you think about it, now, you remember probably the first Die Hard movie came out in 1988.
Oh, yeah.
So almost 20 years ago. Have you watched that movie recently?
Yeah, sure have.
Okay. How many times do they drop the F-bomb in that movie? I mean, it must be like 40 or 50 times. I mean, I could... There are some sequences where you hear it like 8 times in a row, and one of them was when he's fighting one of the guys and he's punching him. He's dropping the F-bomb every time he throws a punch, which is like 8 times. So you think about that. Now think about today. You know, if you wanted to go ahead, you know, according to film regulations, the Motion Picture Association of America and their grading system, which is all politically motivated, of course. You can't get away with that. You could say the F word, I think, 2 times in a movie. Then it becomes an R-rated movie. But you can, you know, basically do just about anything else you want. So we've become quite a puritanical society to a certain extent, if you think of it. Now, again, using film to gauge society, it's not necessarily the greatest benchmark, but it's certainly something else. Another example, tonight as I was walking out the door, Goonies came on. You remember Goonies from 1987?
Sure do.
Yeah, you got little kids in there. They're like 12 years old. They're cussing and talking about all kinds of stuff. That was a Steven Spielberg movie. Can you imagine Spielberg having a movie with children dropping cuss words right and left? How would that be received in this time? So at the same time, while we've had what people would see as social degeneration, we've also seen more of a push, of a drive, of an agenda towards rectifying something, towards making us better, towards making us more decent human beings. And that could come any number of ways. We've seen that certainly with the war on terror and September 11th. How much is okay to show on television? How much blood and guts is okay to show in the context of the news, you know, and so on and so forth. So when you factor all that stuff in, you see that all of the negatives of society are highlighted in order to shift our mindset into a more pure state of being. Now, when you think of purity, I know you're not thinking of cleanliness. You're thinking of purity like in a Nazi sort of eugenics kind of way, because that's exactly what's being what's happening today, is we're being shifted into that mindset, and it's working very well.
Absolutely. And you're giving me a lot of confirmation here, and I want to thank you for that, Frank, because I've really been boggled on this for a while and how to express it and who to mm-hmm. express it to, because I feel that is really the whole redefining of who we are mm-hmm. through technological and social engineering and
yes.
the whole, you know, and in the world, New World Order, just actually being just another poker chip, for lack of better words, to meet that goal.
Yeah. Yeah,
as
I think
a stepping stone. You know what I mean, brother?
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Absolutely. And, well, they know full well that you know, there's a truth contained in some of the things we talk about. When we talk about individual freedoms and the ability of the individual to exist, they know that that's a dangerous thing, because they know that that could lead us towards true freedom, you know, where we all just kind of end up at the right place at the right time, you know, by God's decree. At the same time, they have to counter that by shifting what we view as true independence towards their version of it. And we're going to have to pause again here, my friend. Folks, stay with us. Back in 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Glad you're here. Frankly Speaking Radio, Friday night, folks. And what can I say but a big, big, big thank you to our sponsors for the hour. That would be, of course, Howard Creek Resort. They have nine, count them nine, fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area. Peace, calm, tranquility of Bull Shoals Lake, Arkansas. And, of course, the crazy, nonstop, happening country music loving town of Branson, Missouri, also nearby, as well as all the fun outdoor activities. They do call Arkansas the natural state, and there's a reason. We got lots of beautiful area here. So come and experience it for yourself. Howard Creek Resort, the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. Visit them online at www.howardcreek.com and call them toll-free. Ask for more information, 877-253-7690. We ask you, of course, to support our sponsors and advertisers and all the people who make this show possible, including you guys, of course, our callers. Bert in Ohio, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you were hitting the hammer against the anvil there before the break, and that's where it, I mean, it's like we're on the same page. I don't know what to say, but the trick is, you know, a lot of these things, you know, appear to be inevitable mm-hmm. at this point in time. So it sort of seems to me like to push and all come together, you know, and kumbaya and, you know, rush in and just overthrow and all this. And I don't know. It seems like the victory is within the individual and
yes.
seeing it for what it is, man, and acting well, accordingly to what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's
absolutely.
Where you defeat it is on an individual basis. And that's what I'm coming up with, you know.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, Zeph Daniel interviewed me on his morning show last Sunday, and we talked a little bit about this. And what we said here is that if you look at society, society would gear us towards basically, and you have to have the duality, okay? You have to have people think they have a choice, but of course you only give them two options. The whole world is structured in that fashion. You've got, you know, right and left, wrong, right, good, bad. Sports, you still have one team versus another team in the big games, you know. It's always like that. So the world is set up along that paradigm. And what do you've got? You've got capitalism, success, decadence, all that stuff. That is, you know, a lot of people pushing away from that because what has it brought us? Well, it's brought us a situation where we've got a political elite who are career politicians who are paid off by the big corporations. The corporations get whatever they want. The politicians are subservient to them. It's brought us into environmental destruction. It's brought us into warfare. It's brought us nothing but pain and misery except for the top tier of society. So what's the alternative? Now, again, they would tell you it's one or the other. Well, the alternative would be hippies and everybody who love, you know, because I do this too. You know, I do the organic gardening and all that stuff. But of course, you can't just do bits and pieces of both. You have to be a conformist to one complete structure. So then you got your hippies and your communes and you've got your drugs and you've got your free love and you've got your environmental awareness and you got your, you know, just living without electricity and growing a beard and not showering and wearing tie-dye and listening to Grateful Dead and, you know, never using deodorant, all that stuff. So that's the other side of things. Now, obviously, there's going to be more of a swing in that direction as this push for global warming takes more prominence in the national debate. And, of course, simply because people are rebelling against, again, the big oil interests and all the big business and decadence and giant government that the Republicans, in their mind, have brought us to. So it's one or the other. But they're both, what do they have in common? They're both forms of conformity. You have to buy into an entire system to be a part of it. Because if you don't, who's going to take you to task? The other members who have sold out. Okay, and we've talked about that before. Like I said, Rush Limbaugh can't be out there, you know, singing Hillary Clinton's praise because he has painted himself into a corner and his listenership would never allow him to have the freedom to think outside the realm of conservative Republican values. It's a tragedy, but that's why the world is set up in this fashion. So the only real good and bad, left and right, you know, the only sort of dual system that's legitimate is spiritual warfare. That's the only one that's real.
Right.
People don't acknowledge that, though. Because think about it. Like I said, you've got all these different things. But when it comes to spirituality, what do you have? Well, there's hundreds of different faiths, and all of them have some validity. You've got your Buddhism and your Judaism and your Hinduism and your Catholicism and your Protestantism and your Mormon and Islam and the magic bumblebee cult. And, you know, everybody's got their own little thing. So, you know, all of a sudden there's hundreds of options with that. But everything else in life, there's just one or the other. Why is that? It's because they try to dilute that whole field and make it look like you have tons of options. Oh, you can be an atheist or a Satanist or a Wiccan. You know, so many different faiths out there. When in actuality, it's a spiritual battle. There's good, bad, and that's the only one that only has a limited number of options. You're either, you know, on the fence, or you're either in one camp or you're in the other. And the lukewarm fence sitters might as well be in the other. Because that's the way God views them. So
right,
it's an important distinction to be made. So, like I said, ultimately we have to rebel against conformity and work on ourselves. We spend too much time in this country pointing fingers at everybody else, highlighting all the problems, but never offering solutions. And it's easy to do that. It's very easy to complain. Everybody complains. That's why they have comment cards. Not so you can praise them, so you can complain. That's the whole way society is set up. As a result of that, if we get away from that and we start focusing on fixing whatever it needs to be fixed within us and everybody were to do that, everybody would evolve into wherever they needed to be. It would be a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, there's still going to be competition. There's still going to be the human spirit. There's still going to be the need to do your own thing, but do your own thing better than somebody else, which is, again, an internal flaw, a flaw we have with ourselves, that competitive nature. I'm extraordinarily competitive in some things, and I could care less in others. So what happens then? Well, then you've got the thing that you brought up, which led us down this whole road to begin with, the genetic engineering, technological enhancement to your body that you can do. You know, you want to be better than somebody else. So even though you're saying, well, yes, as a society, we have to improve ourselves, we have to get better, and yeah, we don't have to conform to these individual parameters, either the hippie or the yuppie. You know, we can do something different. We can just be our own, and we can eat organic food and still drive a big car. You know, we can have the best of both worlds, whatever it is that we feel led to do. However, I still want to be better than that guy in that pew over there, or that guy in that cubicle over there, or that guy in that lane over there. So anything I can do to advance my station and the, you know, the station of my family, I'm going to do it, even if it means, you know, compromising their free will.
That just brings up a question that I just got to ask. Okay, say that, you know, a lot of key figures in this patriot movement and this pro geopolitical movement to try to, you know, take the curveball and straighten it out as far as how the, you know, rule of law is and everything else that has to do with this country. These people come to you and they say, okay, Mr. Frank Whalen, now that you brought all these things into light and you have all these people that, you know, were caught up in this movement and this information war, and now that we see where it's going and where it's actually at, how do you suggest approaching these people in a positive way to get the message that you just given across? I mean, how do you do that at the level where you're at right now in radio and whatnot? You know, what would you say? What would your direction be?
If the powers that be came to me?
No. The people in the information.
Oh. What would I suggest?
Yeah. The Patriot movement, the Truth movement, whatever, you know, it has many names.
Yeah,
people are trying to wake up, okay?
Yeah. I would say this. All roads lead to the ultimate destination. And I found this to be an amazing fact in radio. As I've gone down many roads myself and explored many things and done different kinds of radio and interviewed people who talk about any number of things. I mean, that's one of the things that I've always enjoyed about the show. And John Stadtmiller, I think one of the things that, you know, he wanted from me was he wanted versatility on the nighttime format. He wanted to be able to go and do different things and be able to interview different kinds of people from different subjects and areas of expertise. And I think that if you approach anytime you're trying to seek something, okay, you're going to find a heck of a lot of things that you weren't looking for. For example, you lose your keys, Bert, and you're looking around in the couch cushions, and guess what you find? Find your wallet, maybe that you lost 10 years ago. And then you decide you're going to look in your pants pocket, and you find 20 bucks you didn't know that you lost. So, you know, any seeking is going to lead you to many, many, many different things. But if you keep going down all these roads, inevitably you're going to get, if you don't stop, okay, you're going to end up with the spiritual side of things. You're going to end up looking at God, okay? And I think that's very important. Whether you're looking at things from the paranormal or supernatural perspectives, you're looking at things through the conspiratorial perspectives, you're looking at things through the foreign intrigue, power structures, you're looking at things from the financial side of things, inevitably, if you keep going, you're going to end up in the right place. So we have to be free from the constraints that other people would set on us. I'll give you a perfect example. Don Imus and that whole nappy-headed hose comment. People were outraged. Now, not necessarily the basketball team, because I don't think they care about Don Imus. Now, we all have people in our lives that we love and respect and friends and family and all that stuff. But for the most part, most people, they only have a degree of control over us if we care what they think. Right? So, in essence, if somebody on another radio station, another network, another talk show said that Frank Whalen is an idiot, I don't care what they say, because I'd have to respect their opinion in order to be offended. You see what I mean?
Right.
So, the idea here is we have to feel free. We have to be encouraged to do this. We have to encourage other people to do this, to go down their own roads and never stop searching, because inevitably we'll all end up at the right place. I think that we get too often, and in radio it's a weird thing too. I see it a lot. Radio hosts, for some reason, I don't know why, get put up on pedestals. They shouldn't be there. They should never be there. They shouldn't want to be there, but they are. And again, I use the Limbaugh concept. Okay, if he were to deviate one iota from all of the people who sit out there and listen, okay, but they don't do anything for him necessarily. I mean, they listen to a show, which is a good thing, and that's fine. And I'm not talking about you guys at all. I'm talking about those kind of listeners, the kind that are, they want to be led. Okay, they're followers. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to be proactive. They don't want to do anything except call in and stroke his ego, and that's what he loves too. So it works out just fine. But what I'm saying is in that style of radio, he allows himself to be put up on a pedestal, and he loves being there, but at the same time, that pedestal is very small. He doesn't have anywhere he can go. He has to stay in the structure that they allow him to have. So although these people are followers, mindless, just idiotic followers, they still have control over him to a certain degree. So think about that in terms of the power that we have. We have the ability to exert our influence and our will on anything, and we can all do this. It would be very comparable to anything. Now, Paris Hilton, everybody's talking about that. She's back in jail. A lot of people are out there going, that's what she gets. Good for her. You know, ha, ha, ha. That's, you know, we're reveling in the downfall of somebody else. And the reason why we would revel in that is because we would seek to impose our own views of how Paris Hilton should live her life, or there's a certain amount of jealousy because she's got money and other people don't. I don't know. It doesn't matter. To me, it's immaterial. If she goes to jail or she doesn't go to jail, who cares about Paris Hilton? I don't. Okay, so I don't. The whole misery loves company thing is it makes a lot of sense. And I've never been a fan of that. I think it's true. And you know, I've gone through tough times. We all have. And somebody would say, well, if it makes you feel any better, my life is crap too. And you know what my response is? That doesn't make me feel any better. I want you to be doing well, even if I'm not. I want all of us to be doing well. That's what I want. I don't take comfort in other people's misery. I don't watch Jerry Springer and go, man, at least I don't live in a trailer park and had sex with my mom and my aunt at the same time while my kids were watching, or whatever tragedy is going on in television land. But some people do. They do take sick pleasure in knowing that people are worse off than themselves. And I brought this up when we talked with Zeph. I said that there was a sociological experiment done several years ago, and what they did is a fake stock market. Okay, and what they did is they gave people a certain amount of money, I don't know, $500, let's say, just for the sake of argument. And everybody goes out and plays the stock market. And it's fake money, but you use the real numbers. Some people do well, some people do poorly. Then they said, when the divisions were clearly defined, they said, okay, if you want to, we will let you do this. You pay us 25 cents of real money, and we'll let you take away a dollar of their fake money. And people were doing this. They were paying their money that they have to presumably work for, in order to take away fake money from somebody else. So that way they could say, well, your stock, you thought your stock was doing good. Hey, let's all gang up and take down this guy who made, you know, $100,000 in the fake stock market. Let's take him down. That'll teach him. We don't want him being arrogant now. You know what I mean? We hold each other back. We hold each other back by our versions of morality, our versions of ethics, our versions of people's mood and temperament, our versions of how we think other people should be. That's the whole problem. That's what holds back the truth movement, the patriot movement, the spiritual movement. Everything is our version of events. And again, and we've talked about this before, people say, can we fix the country? I'm like, yeah, conceivably we can. Is it likely to happen? There has to be a big, big, big revolution in the way people view things and the way people see things in order for that to occur. Because you could talk to anybody, and you could test this out, folks. Ask somebody, what's the one thing that needs to be fixed in this country? And I've done this before, and somebody said, we got to get rid of these politicians. And I said, so that's the first priority? Yes. I said, so wouldn't vote reform be the first priority then? So that way you could achieve your priority? Well, yeah, that's true. Well, there you go. Your priorities have just changed because of the parameters by which you need to implement your priority number one. So somebody could say, well, yes, vote fraud has to be fixed in order to get the politicians up, but we have to change the laws to impose term limits in order to keep these guys from sticking around for the rest of their lives. And then I would say, okay, well, how do you do that? Well, Okay, well, in order to do that, you have to get these guys out because these guys are not going to vote for it, and we got to get good people in. Well, how do you do that? And that you see, everybody has ideas, but nobody is in agreement yet. We will be at some point. I firmly believe that, Bird. But we have to fix our own situations. See, if people are in a better situation, they're not out there pointing fingers. That's how most politicians get elected anyway. They just go and they point fingers at the other party and say, they're worse than I am. I'm the lesser of two evils. Well, first of all, there's more than two evils. And why is evil okay in any capacity? See, we're in a society, a world, really. And it's not just in America either. You look at other countries and stuff. They would say those decadent Americans with their fast food and their luxury cars and their high-definition televisions and their internet access. And then you go and you look at a country like Iraq where they have more satellite televisions per capita and cell phones and computers probably than we do. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but I know that was like the big push was all these technological innovations. Hold on, folks. We're back in three.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Street.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of hour number one already, and we've covered a lot of really heavy philosophical and esoteric material, I suppose. Bert, I don't know if this is added or detracted or muddled where you were going with all this, but I'm just saying that I guess in the grand scheme of things, we have to stop caring so much about competing with everybody else. We have to stop caring so much about the opinions of various people and the way that we would seek to limit ourselves. We allow ourselves to get boxed up in order for approval or whatever it may be, popularity, notoriety, fame, fortune, all that sort of thing. And I think we got to get away from that. We have to be able to allow ourselves, because it's self-limiting. I mean, you could just say, who cares what you think, and just be done with it. We could all do that, but will we do it? Probably not. We care too much what people think, and this is a problem, and it's society is geared also towards this way of some sort of conformity. You know, the cheese stands alone. When you look at Columbine and whatnot, you look at those kids, Klebold and Harris, and what does everybody say? Well, they stood out like sore thumbs. They had black trench coats on. Well, they should be allowed to stand out if they weren't feeling the oppression, as well as, of course, and there are many, many other mitigating factors. But what I'm saying is like the issue that came out of Columbine was the bullying and the isolation. They didn't conform to all these different groups of people. And they stood out as a result of that. And we all went to high school with people like that. Not to say that they were killers or even wanted to be killers. They were just different. They did their own thing. And that, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying do your own thing, consequence-free actions. I'm saying seek and you'll find. That's it.
Yeah. No, everything you've given up, man, is has encouraged me to consider, looking at these viewpoints that I now do have. And I want to thank you for that, Frank. And I want to also thank the audience for bearing with me here for, putting these questions to you like I did.
I think it's a good thing. We have to have these kinds of discussions. And see, that's another limiting thing, is a lot of people would listen to the show, but they don't feel comfortable calling in. Maybe they'll say, oh, I don't want to be called a dummy. Because we've all had that experience, right? I mean, how many times have you called into certain shows and they're like, don't you know anything? And you're like, well, no, actually, I'm just now learning. People don't we want to, of course, retain some sort of elitism and say, well, I know more than they do. And, oh, you're whatever the case may be. Anyway, it's just we have to be able to have these discussions. It's vital that we do this. So it's okay. Yeah, I've enjoyed every second of it. And like I said, I hope that it's helpful in some capacity, usable.
Oh, well, you being the news article ninja that you are, I mean, who else am I going to? Hey, brother, who I'm supposed to go to, man? Come on, talk to me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
You've given me, I mean, there's confirmation there. There's something I can walk away with as usual. And, I don't want to hold up any longer. I just want to shout out to Webmaster James over there at FrenzySpeakingRadio.com. And thank you, man.
Bert, thank you, brother. It means the world to me to know that you're out there, and the world's a better place for you being there. Folks, we got to pause here for about 90 seconds, then we'll be back with hour number two and more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
It's true. Gold.